Hello, Sally. How do you feel?
Oh, pretty good.
Are you mad?
Why, no. Why should I be mad?
Did you tell your uncle that I said you had slumbering vitamins?
Sure, just as you said.
What'd he say?
Well, he wanted to see my tongue just like you did.
Huh?
Sure. And he said you were right, only it was something else.
Oh, you didn't tell him I told you, did you?
Sure. And he said to thank you.
Did he? He didn't laugh at you?
No. Why should he?
Oh, well, you see, Sally, it was all just...
Oh, he sent for the doctor.
He sent for a doctor?
Yes. He told me to stay down here until the doctor came.
Holy cow. Gee, Sally, are you really sick?
Why, sir, you said I was, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know, but what'd your uncle say?
Well, just to wait down here with you until the doctor came.
Oh, gosh.
He said the doctor would be over here in a minute to see me.
Golly, Sally, I didn't know. I mean...
Oh, yes, Uncle Thomas made me put my tongue out, too.
Oh, gosh, I started it. Sally, you're not fooling me, are you?
Why, no, Cecil. What would I fool you for?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Uncle Thomas said not to be afraid, though. It probably wasn't bad.
Sally, did you ever hear of what it was I said you had?
Slumbering vitamins?
Yeah, that's it. Did you ever hear of that before?
No, not until you told me that was what was the matter with me a few minutes ago.
Did your uncle ever hear of it before?
Oh, yes. He said it's very common. I don't know how I happened to catch anything that's common, though.
Well, I'm a donkey's nephew.
And Cecil, when the doctor comes, he has to examine you, too.
Who says so?
Uncle Thomas just told me so.
There's nothing the matter with me.
Well, let me see your tongue, Cecil.
Oh, no, you don't. Sally, you're kidding me.
But, Cecil, why should I? You weren't kidding me, were you?
Well, no, I wasn't.
Well, let me see your tongue, then.
All right, there.
Goodness, is that all the tongue you've got?
No. There's a little more on the other end.
Well, let's see it then. Oh, goodness.
Now, here. Don't start that. You don't know anything about it.
I do. Uncle Thomas told me what to look for.
Well, what did you see?
Well, it was there. Goodness, I wonder what's keeping the doctor.
Now, Sally, listen. Did you hear your uncle phone for the doctor?
Why, yes. He's a friend of Uncle's.
What does he want to examine me for?
Well, Uncle said that slumbering vitamins were contagious, and that if I had them, you did too.
Good grief. Hey, Sally, you're not fooling me, are you? Is there such a thing as that?
Why, Cecil, you know there is. You told me so yourself.
Yeah, I know, but you see, well, I wasn't sure.
Wasn't sure of what, Cecil?
Nothing. What was on my tongue?
Well, these are little white spots that Uncle Thomas said would be there.
Well, look again and see if they're still there.
Goodness. There's more of them now.
Now, let me see your tongue.
Goodness. This looks like we were making faces at each other.
Let me see, Sally. Thanks. Sally, they're not on your tongue.
But, Cecil, you said they were a little while ago.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, there are a few there.
What's the matter, Cecil? You don't look so well.
Who doesn't what?
Oh, you're kind of pale. Do I look pale?
No. You look all right. Look, are they still on my tongue?
Goodness, Cecil, don't you want a drink of water?
Yes. No. Sally, I've got a funny feeling.
Where? Oh, Cecil.
Gosh, I felt all right a minute ago. It's sort of here.
Oh, that's just what you got, Cecil.
Got what?
Slumbering vitamins.
Oh, that darn thing. I didn't know there was such a thing.
But, Cecil, you have. You know you have. You told it to me.
Sally, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, Cecil, don't tell me it's worse than that.
Sally, when I started this a few minutes ago, I was just kidding.
You were kidding about such a serious thing as slumbering vitamins?
I made that up. I'd never heard of such a thing.
But, Cecil, why? Well, why should you?
Well, I just wanted you to go up to your uncle's office and tell him what I told you. I just thought he'd laugh at you.
Well, it would be funny, but you happen to be right. Goodness, don't tell Uncle Thomas that it started as a joke.
Here I was, telling you something that was wrong, and I was right.
Well, that's all right, Cecil. The doctor will be here in just a minute.
Oh, I know I've got slumbering vitamins. I can feel it.
Oh, we've both got it, Cecil.
Sally, you won't tell the doctor how to start it, will you? You know, it'll make me feel silly.
Oh, no, Cecil, I won't. It isn't right to make anyone look silly, is it?
Huh?
I said you never try to make anyone look silly, do you?
Me? No, of course not. Hey, look at my tongue again. Are the spots still there?
No, Cecil, all the little spots are gone now.
Oh, good. I feel better already.
Mm-hmm. They're all one big spot now.
Good grief. Darn, I wish that doctor would hurry. Shall we go up to the office?
No. Uncle Thomas said to wait here. If it's very bad, why, we'll have to go home.
Did he tell you what happened when it was bad?
Yes. He said that you were right, that you do get pink eyes.
Oh, why did I ever start this? That's what I get for clowning. If I hadn't made all this up, we wouldn't have had this.
Oh, Cecil, are you very sick?
Oh, I think I'm going to die.
Can't you wait a while, Cecil? It wouldn't be polite to die in Uncle Thomas's store.
Here I've got this awful thing, and you kid about it.
Oh, Cecil, I wouldn't kid about it. Why should I?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Cecil, let me see your tongue again. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter with it? Don't keep anything back.
Cecil, say 999.
Sally, if you're joking with me,
Uncle Thomas told me to ask you that. Now, go ahead. Oh, Cecil, here, you better sit down in this chair.
Oh, all right.
Oh, goodness. You're as pale as a ghost.
Oh, is that funny? On my deathbed?
Death chair, Cecil, not bed. Oh, goodness.
Oh. What are you laughing at?
Oh, Cecil, I won't keep it up.
Keep what up?
Oh, it's all a put-up job, Cecil. There's nothing the matter with you.
There is, too. I've got slumbering vitamins.
You haven't got anything except your imagination.
You told me I did.
And you told me that, too. And I told Uncle Thomas, and he told me to come back down here and turn the joke on you. And he told me what to say, and goodness, it worked.
So there's no such thing? I'm all right. I haven't got it.
Of course not. Oh, goodness, you should have seen your face.
What about the doctor?
Oh, that was Uncle Thomas's idea.
Oh, that was smart, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Oh, the joke is on you. And you really started to feel badly.
Oh, you can't take a joke. Why, I knew it all the time. I was just acting to fool you. You didn't have me scared.
Oh, no, not much. Oh, you wouldn't make anyone look silly, would you? What a nice case of measles you turned into. Oh, goodness.